With many big game hunts wrapping up, it's time to take care of your firearms before they're put away. We have tips and reminders next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Take care of your firearms now that many big game hunts have already wrapped up. Brant Taylor with Taylor Gunsmithing shares some advice.
One of the biggest mistakes is to put a gun back in a soft case and let it stay there, because even if you don't think you got moisture on it, it's likely to get some rust in a soft case after you just put it back in and left it. And I got my old 1100 out, and I was sure I put it away well, and I get in my safe fairly often, but it had a little bit of rust color on that. I had to get the coarse cloth and oil out to take that off. I didn't have any damage yet, but you need to make sure that you don't get rust on your guns, even in your safes. There's several vapor barriers you can do. There's some chips you can just put in your gun safe that give off a rust-inhibiting vapor. They've got the same stuff in an oil that works really good. You can just do the desiccant packs that absorb moisture, put those in your safe, and once a year just take them out and put them in the oven and warm them up, get the moisture out of them and put them back. I like the Teflon-based oils like the REM oil or the Break Free CLP. They leave a dry Teflon coating on the gun and keep the moisture away from the metal. You know, even if you didn't shoot your rifle on the hunt, I recommend that you go shoot it again. The scope might have been bumped, or if you ended up dropping it at all, it's a good idea to go shoot that rifle. Make sure everything's right still before you put it away.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.